Welcome back to Prophecy Today. We're moving into the second half hour. Now, you've committed to give me an hour and a half every week so I can take you around the world with our broadcast partners, looking at the details behind all the headlines. This is the second half hour. And by the way, we've got now standing by John Rood, who's going to give us his European Union update. But right after that, breaking news coming out of Israel from Itamar Marcus, a very interesting development as it relates to his efforts to stop Mahmoud Abbas and his attendance at the United Nations General Assembly here in America this next week. Stand by for that, but let's go now to John Rood and get the European Union update. This is a key region of the world, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And John, it looks like the real danger, according to those who are observing everything in the European Union, the real danger facing the European Union is the radical right. Now, would that be pertaining to the Islamic threat in the European Union?
The countries that are now leaning to the right, the major issue is immigration. So the Islamic influence is growing exponentially in Europe, and so much of the tensions of these countries towards the European Union is actually a reaction to their policy on immigration. And we've mentioned the European Parliament elections are coming up in June, and the Eurosceptic parties are growing quite well in response. We have entire nations with their current governments. Italy has an entire anti-EU government right now. They can easily force a referendum on European Union membership, just like we've seen in the United Kingdom. The third largest economy in Italy, highly, highly significant. We've just had their elections in Sweden, and now the Swedish Democrats, which is a right-leaning party, they have won close to 18% of the vote. Now they're forced to make a coalition government, and the other two parties refuse to have them enter, so that they're at a deadlock there. Germany's growing an enormous Eurosceptic camp, and there's internal divisions. Even Merkel's own party almost collapsed her, and so, of course, immigration is working there. In France, we have Eurosceptic major contenders. And so even in the next presidential elections, that'll all come up again. And then, you know, Hungary, just going through these nations. In Hungary, political right Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and he's just been censored. Hungary as a nation was censored in the European Parliament for breaking the EU's core values because he didn't want to go along with the Islamic immigration.
Well, and then is that not exacerbating everything, the Islamic radicals coming in with these migrants that are making their way out of both Africa and the Middle East to try to come in? They're sneaking in as under the guise of the fact that they are under harm from their own country, so that's why they're trying to escape and get into Europe. And this is causing everything to grow and gain in power, is it not?
Yes, and it's interesting that Europe has adopted this policy that's so open to immigration. It used to be a rare thing to see a mosque in Europe as we traveled. It's become a fairly common occurrence, especially in larger cities. But if Europe would try to build churches in most of the Arab countries, well, I would say all of them right now, it's hardly even permitted. Morocco at one time was the most lenient country, and they kicked out all of the missionaries. They're the most lenient. So it's not a reciprocal approach on a government level.
It looks like to me that Theresa May is really standing up to the European Union. They had somewhat of an informal summit in Brussels this last week. Next week they're supposed to get down to business. October is the deadline for Brexit to be completed and some kind of a deal. Looks like a no deal still is the case. But Theresa May standing pretty strong. She's standing with Israel, which is great to see. Is that a part of a political move, or is that just her her conviction, and she's just now bringing that out, but going after the fact that the European Union can't dictate everything as far as Brexit.
I believe it is her conviction. Concerning Brexit, she's been a bit wishy-washy, but I believe that her support for Israel is certainly heartfelt, and it's very timely, as you say, as is a political move. Very timely right now because Jeremy Corbyn, who's the opposition leader of the Labour Party, they've had just scandal after scandal of anti-Semitism, and it's been going on for several months. He has had direct relationships with known terrorists, and he won't come out and really denounce it. He just keeps doing these Band-Aid types approaches. And so it's ready to split up the Labour Party. Theresa May is doing a good thing by making a stand for Israel. And in these meetings, she had a very interesting quote. She said, "I stand with Israel as the homeland of the Jewish people." And then finishing off, she said, "My answer to the voices of anti-Semitism is that we will defeat you. My answer to those who say they are fearful is to say I will always stand with you." So she's bringing up a strong contrast with the Labour Party. Jeremy Corbyn is completely in a fix on this issue. He won't back down, and probably he'll end up being removed.
Looks like that is going to be the case. Well, if you've been eavesdropping on this conversation, dear friend, you understand why John Rood is a permanent part of the broadcast partner team that comes to the microphones here at my broadcast table to give us the latest information. By the way, it's interesting to note that Great Britain, especially under the leadership of Theresa May, standing with the Jewish state of Israel, has prophetic significance for the future. John, thank you so very much for the report. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, as always.